DW.
Саламатсыздарбы, урматтуу Сусамыр FM радиосунун угармандары, сиздер менен Айзада Калканбекова жана бүгүнкү жаңылыктар менен тааныштырабыз.
Айзада Калканбекова is executive director of Susamir FM, a community radio station in the village of Susamir. The small community of around 3,000 people lies in a wide valley at 2,400 meters above sea level in the Tian Shan Mountains in northern Kyrgyzstan. Most people here live off farming, livestock and crops. There are hardly any other employment options. Most women stay at home and look after the children, Aizada explains. The 33-year-old moved to Susamir when she got married. Her husband grew up here, and since he's the youngest sibling, he stays with his parents, as tradition demands.
When I came to here, I thought I cannot work with my profession because I was a journalist. And so I began to research some projects, and as I was journalist, and I began to search some journalistic and wanted to open some media here because it was a very big informational gap. At that time, 12, 13 years ago, I came here. At that time, there was no internet, there was no some mobile phone. It was very difficult. And we begin to create this community radio here.
There's a radio station that brings people up to date. But remote places like Susamir, which is a four-hour drive from the capital Bishkek, are still at a disadvantage when it comes to connectivity. Big internet and telecommunications service providers are reluctant to invest in infrastructure here. In addition, Kyrgyzstan is a small, landlocked country, far away from the undersea cables through which global internet traffic flows, and the mountainous terrain makes it difficult to build communications infrastructure. In the past, all this contributed to high prices for internet access.
So 3 years ago, when in developed countries in Europe, the price for megabit second was, $1 or less. In Kyrgyzstan, it was $100. And also, we need to look at the per capita income. So these developed countries, you have per capita income of 50,000, 100,000. In Kyrgyzstan, it's only 1,200. So you could see the cost of internet in relation to the income of the people, and the cost of internet is maybe a quarter of your salary. It becomes really unaffordable. And that's why we put a lot of effort into bringing the attention of decision makers into this problem, because we do think it's a problem. If we want to get economic development, we need to make internet cheaper, much cheaper, affordable, high quality and fast. And I think now in this a few years we have come to big progress.
Talan Sultanov is co-founder and chair of the Kyrgyz chapter of the Internet Society. The non-profit organization has helped to put digital development on the agenda of policymakers in Kyrgyzstan. And despite the challenges, the country has taken huge leaps in internet connectivity. Prices have been reduced significantly, and people have come to understand the importance of being online.
But still there are areas, especially in the rural and mountain communities, where the private sector doesn't want to come because there is no profitability. The government cannot go there because they don't have the funds in the budget. And it's the from the civil society, with the support of international partners like the Global ISOC, we are doing pilot projects of showing how with little funds and with not a lot of effort you can actually bring very fast, very reliable internet to these remote communities.
One of these pilot projects was started in Susamir. In the first phase, an air bridge, a long-distance wireless link, was set up between the village and the edge of the network of a large internet service provider. An antenna was then attached to an old water tower in the middle of the village to beam a Wi-Fi signal to the surrounding area. And the second phase of the project has just begun.
We were planning to build a fiber optic net inside the village to connect at least half of the houses in the village. There's about 500 houses, and we're planning to have 250 houses connected. That should be happening over October and November. We have to act fast because the winter is coming. Winter in Susamir lasts 6 months, and it starts early, and it lasts up till May. So it's going to be a very long winter. So we don't want to postpone it till May, obviously. We're laying the fiber. We're laying it not under the ground, but above the ground on the electrical poles.
Islabek Ansanbayev is also a member of the Kyrgyz chapter of the Internet Society. There's already fairly decent mobile coverage in Susamir, but the 27-year-old explains that having optical fiber connections directly to homes will provide a faster and more reliable option. It'll also be a lot cheaper, as one connection can be used by all members of a household. At the moment, each family member has to buy data bundles for his or her own smartphone.
I think that it is a very good idea, because before it we have no some internet. We use only mobile internet, but it is not comfortable and it is not cheap. It is expensive very. So in radio station we every day use internet, and it is very it was very difficult for us before it to use mobile internet. So I think it is, we have modems, but it is not fast, yeah? It is very long, and we have to wait. Our work will get easier with the Wi-Fi connecting.
Like Aizada, the founder of the local community radio station, many villagers see the benefits of having a fast internet connection. Elchibek Karabayev is a farmer. The 58-year-old man with an impressive row of gold teeth grows barley and keeps sheep, cows and horses. The valley is famous for kumis, a mildly alcoholic drink made from fermented mare's milk.
You know, one of the benefits of the internet these days is we can hear a lot of news, for example, from Germany, Turkey or Moscow. Secondly, now we are able to find information about cattle breeding and how to look after them. Each farmer is posting his favorite animal on the internet. So there is a lot of information about them. Another thing about the internet is that young people in our Susamir can look for information about car problems. They watch videos and learn how to fix their cars. So you can see, the internet has a lot of benefits.
Saskul Isakova is standing behind the till of her grocery shop on Susamir's main road. Customers file in and out, buying watermelons, tinned food and bread. The 37-year-old mother of five is an enterprising woman. She also runs the only restaurant in the village and exports children's clothing to Moscow. The latter she cannot do without the internet, she says.
I have customers there. Here I take photos of clothes models and I send the photos to my customers. Thus, they make orders via WhatsApp, so we negotiate the prices and everything else via WhatsApp. That is how our business processes are done and deals are made.
Saskul says she will immediately sign up for a Wi-Fi connection to her house. It'll not only benefit her, but also her children. They will acquire more knowledge, and in the future, connectivity will be even more important, she believes. However, some are also wary about the new technologies.
Little kids are so addicted to phones, they never put the phone down. They don't play with toys like we used to. We played a lot with toys. We went outside and played ball, but they're not interested in that. They just stare at these phones all day long. I think their brains get tired of it. For example, recently at night time, she woke up and cried all night long. I don't know what exactly she watched, maybe cartoons, whatever. It seems there are too many tiring things for children's brains. That's all.
Gulsat Rayimbekova is the mother of Rayana. The four-year-old girl crouches on the grass next to her mother, her eyes fixed to the screen of a smartphone.
I watch cartoons. I watch Masha and the Bear. The rabbits eat carrots and potatoes. They eat all the carrots, so there are no more carrots. And then Masha spanks them on their backsides.
And then Alar Bozo Chawat Koto.
Gulsat and her husband are farmers. They live some kilometres outside the village of Susamir. Their simple dwelling is far away from any other house and is surrounded by green pastures, grazing sheep and snow-capped mountain peaks. There's no kindergarten in the area, so their daughter stays home all day and loves watching cartoons whenever she gets her hands on her parents' phone. But for Isabek Asambayev, who together with Ejit Imamov brought Wi-Fi to Susamir, having access to fast and reliable internet is all about providing people with equal opportunities. He and his colleagues want to expand their project to other remote locations.
I think it's important to have internet in rural areas because of the digital divide. Because once you know you have people living in the city with internet connection, they start learning new skills and they get this all kinds of new information and they get so much ahead of the rural people. And then rural people don't have this access to information, and the disparity between the rural and the urban areas becomes larger and people grow further apart, I believe.
Talant Sultanov, the chairman of the Kyrgyz chapter of the Internet Society, aspires not only to bridge the gap between rural and urban communities, but to make Kyrgyzstan a global player.
Kyrgyzstan is located where is the center of the ancient Silk Road. Even now, if you go around the country, you will find old caravanserais where the camels would stop on their way from China to Europe. And now we think that the new paradigm or new way for development is the digital Silk Road, because whatever we produce physically in this country will be very expensive because of the transport costs. But we have big potential in terms of intellectual capital, and whatever you produce in terms of intellectual property, you can easily export through fiber optic lines. And that's how we came up with the concept of digital Silk Road, that we need to become Kyrgyzstan and Central Asia should become the hub of internet that connects East and the West, North and the South. DW.